Okay. Very good. We'll call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Atwood. Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Dart is excused, and Trustee Genrick may be joining. President Raptor here. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to adopt as presented.
Second.
Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number three, announcements. There's a reoccurring event every November. It's called "Was the Night Before Christmas Boutique." Excuse me. It is a community craft show featuring 18 unique vendors in a boutique style setting. It's being held at Green Isle Park, November 7th, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a reoccurring event, so that's just an announcement. Hopefully COVID won't prevent that from happening, and that we'll all be back to normal. Green Isle parking lot reconstruction is going to begin July 13th. Do either Chris or Sean want to expand on that a little?
Sure. Contractor will be in there starting next Monday. They plan to reconstruct one parking lot per week, and they have a completion date by September 1st. So we'll have that done by good weather. We'll have that done by Labor Day.
Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, who just joined with 8259 last four numbers?
That is Genrick.
That's what I was thinking. Hello, Mr. Genrick.
Hello, President Raptor. Sorry for the little delay here. A couple of the computers, so I'm using the phone.
That's quite all right. Okay. Okay, thanks, Chris. And then another announcement for those of you who are planning to go to Movie in the Park on July 10th, that has been canceled. Are there any other announcements from board members? Are there any other announcements from staff?
Yes, Jim, I have one additional announcement. I attended the Alloway Greater Green Bay Kiwanis Club meeting today, and they presented the village with a donation check in the amount of $8,600 to go towards additional playground equipment at Kiwanis Park.
Wow.
Nice.
So we'll be doing that either this fall or next year, next summer, to get that installed.
Do you know what kind of equipment you're going to put in?
There's a couple of pieces that we had in the original design that were never installed at that time. So that's what those pieces, this donation will cover those pieces.
Okay. Wow, Kiwanis Park is going to be the place to be.
It is. It is.
Pickleball, playground equipment.
Oh. You'll be there all the time.
Raptors could be hanging out.
Okay, someone's joining us. Oh, Mr. Duke, how are you?
Good, and I'm Denise Duke again.
You can change.
I'm going to do that.
Do you know how to do that? Okay. Okay, Debbie, did we get any public comment?
We did not.
Okay, we'll close public comment and move on to new business, action item number five. Request from Take 5 to amend liquor license premise description to include their parking lot on July 18th until 10 p.m. for a noise variant and for a noise variance permit. That is Doug Beagle at Doug's Take 5. It's part of the Green Bay Downtown Optimist Club. This, I think, will be the third year for a concert that they hold. And it's doctors from the area who have put together a band, and they put on a nice little concert, and it's all a fundraiser for the Optimist Club, and those all the proceeds go directly to the children of our area. They help in a myriad of ways, but that is the passion for the Green Bay Downtown Optimist Club. And I understand he filled out all the paperwork. And Jason, do you have any concerns about the event?
No, we looked at the call log last year, and we had no complaints. They ran the event at the same times last year up until 10 o'clock, so no complaints. He's pointing the speakers towards the building or towards the river, and has security there, so no issues here.
Okay, great. I just went to the security officer as well as the personnel. Debbie, you have everything you need for the event?
Yes.
I'm going to accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? They're hoping to get 200 to 250 people. That would be great. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. Item number six, action regarding scheduled public hearing on August 4th, instead of repealing and recreating Chapter 475, the zoning of the Village of Alloway Municipal Code. Heather, would you like to add anything?
I know that only that we're getting close. This will go to Plan Commission on the 27th. For their recommendation. We've received two comments from the public so far. But the public hearing will be scheduled for the 4th, and action could either occur that night or on the 18th.
Okay, very good. We've been working at this a long time, so it's exciting to complete that project. Okay, do I have a motion to schedule a public hearing on August 4th?
So moved.
So moved. we'll go with Trustee Genrich, and I saw Trustee Harris's lips moving, so we'll go with Trustee Harris on the second.
Sounds good.
Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number seven, action regarding resolution 2020-22, Village of Alloway is essential. We have been asked by the League to put together a resolution basically identifying ourselves as an essential business. And the resolution, I won't read the entire thing, but it speaks to the importance of the services we provide and basically the lack of funding that we have received, and to let our congressional leaders and state leaders know that we support them allocating funds to local municipalities regardless of size. A lot of dollars have gone to larger municipalities, and also to allow us to spend the money not only directly related to purchasing equipment, for example, for COVID, but also to cover lost revenue expenses and to cover other expenses that we are incurring. Right now, I think we're estimating lost revenues and total losses of somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000. Is that right, Brad? Somewhere in that area? As long as that doesn't go on much longer, but that's still a chunk of change. So the resolution, I won't go through all the whereases, but we're saying that the Village of Alloway calls on Congress to allocate fair and direct federal support to all of America's communities, regardless of population size. and that this funding must be flexible and address not only the additional expenses incurred by communities to respond to the pandemic emergency, but also the dramatic budgetary shortfalls resulting from pauses in commerce, tourism, and other economic engines. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? Trustee
Atkins. Second, Lynn.
Oh, okay. Right. We'll give Lynn the second on that. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. We will be sending this resolution to Senators Baldwin and Johnson, Congressman Gallagher, our state legislators, and the league. Moving on, we have an action item to reappoint Brad Lang as administrator.
Well, let's hold on here.
I think maybe we should debate this for a while. Every 3 years, we have to renew Brad's appointment. And this is the year. His term is up August 20th, I believe. So I will accept the motion on this item.
Move to approve and reappoint.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Harris, any discussion?
Are we assuming that Brad is still interested?
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks, Jim.
No,
thank you very much.
Fishing.
I haven't approved it yet, so.
Is there a doubt?
But just to clarify, you are still interested?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Any other discussion? We're lucky to have him. So thank you. We have a motion to approve in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. Genrich, that didn't sound like a very enthusiastic guy.
What? Yes, for sure.
Okay. Action item 9A through D, consent agenda. Go ahead and motion.
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you very much. Item number 10, update on St. Mary's sewer lining project. You're muted, Sean. Sean, you're muted.
So bids for the Alloy Green Bay sewer lining project open on the 23rd of June. Unfortunately, due to the complexity of Green Bay's project, we did not receive any bids. Did reach out to a number of contractors, and they had pointed out that the work on Main Street in Green Bay, the limited amount of time that they were allowed to close Main Street made it difficult to get the work done, along with bypass pumping of a 27-inch sanitary sewer. I did reach out to a number of contractors that do the lining work that had looked at the project. I had asked them if we were to go out and bid the work, if Alloy went out and bid it separately, if we'd get more interest, and they said yes. So Jeff and I quickly put together a contract. It's out for bid right now. Advertised starting on the 30th of June. Notice was in the paper again today. The bid opening will be on the 16th. Currently looking at five or six prime contractors that have already pulled plans. So we have received a lot of interest, and we're hopeful to get some good bids.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you. Any questions for Sean on that? Okay. Thank you for that update, and good luck. Item number 11, future agenda items. Is there anything trustees want to see on a future agenda? I'll accept the vote.
President Rafter, I'm sorry I was on mute there. I didn't get in on time. I think do we make a determination? Maybe, Lynn, you might recall nuisance properties. Are we going to put that on once a month?
I know we were going to have them regularly. I'm not sure what the activity has been this summer.
Okay.
Brad? So, you. I'd like to see that come back on.
Yes, Mike's going to do it at the second meeting in July. He was gone this week.
Okay.
So we'll get a report.
Hey, anything else? Okay, I will accept the motion to convene in the closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require so. Specifically, potential real estate acquisition, sale of property. Do I have a motion to that effect?
Move to move into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-C1, you know the thing.
Very good. Thank you very much. Do I have a second?
Second. Lynn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thereafter, do we need to talk about one mention I... 1C as well.
Thank you very much. I missed that. We're also going into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Thank you. Trustee Sampson, are you good with that?
I meant to mention that as well, yes.
Okay, thank you. And Trustee Lynn Green, are you okay with that?
Oh, definitely. It was included in the thing.
Yep. Okay.
I love it.
Take roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood. Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Genrick.
Aye.
Lynn Rafter. Aye. We are in closed session. For everyone else who was here, thank you for being here.